Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you know that Georgia ranks 19th in the country for cancer deaths? That is amazing. And joining me this morning, Dr. John Haymack. He is the co-executive editor of Clinical Cancer Advances in 2018. It is World Cancer Day. And you have this new report. How are you this morning, Dr. Haymack?
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Talk about the fight against cancer and where we are.
Yeah, well, with World Lung Cancer Day coming, ASCO, or the American Society of Clinical Oncology, has just released its 13th annual Clinical Cancer Advances report. And the goals of this report really are to give a perspective on all the progress we're making in clinical cancer research, mm-hmm. and highlight the major trends and preview where cancer research is headed. And really, the last several years have marked a transformation in the way we treat cancer. It really is night and day if you compare what's happened in just the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the immune checkpoint inhibitors. That's been a large subject in the last few years, and it saves a lot of lives.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So immunotherapy and specifically these types of drugs called immune checkpoint inhibitors have really transformed the way we treat lung cancer and all these different solid cancers. And just to give a little perspective, it used to be even 5 or 10 years ago that the main thing we had to treat lung cancer was chemotherapy, which tries to poison the cancer cells, but of course has a lot of negative impacts mm-hmm. on the body as well. But your own body is capable of fighting cancer if it gets a little bit of help. And what checkpoint inhibitors do is they stimulate or unleash the body's immune system to attack the cancer. And so these are the types of immunotherapy that have really had an impact in lung cancer. And in the past year alone, use of these immunotherapy drugs is estimated to save 250,000 years of life, if you add that all up, in the United States alone, mm-hmm. if it's used in all the people that are eligible to get it. And it's really impacting how long people with lung cancer are living and also the quality of the life, because these drugs are very well tolerated. They don't have any of the side effects of chemotherapy. Just to give you an idea, about a decade ago, you had only a couple percent chance of living more than 5 years if you had advanced lung cancer. Now, 1 in 4 patients with newly diagnosed lung cancer expected to live past 5 years, and that number is going up sharply. So really, we're hoping to transform lung cancer and these other solid tumors into chronic conditions mm-hmm. To the extent that we can, that can be managed for longer and longer periods of time.
I see that in the report, the advance of the year is the CAR T-cell therapy. And what it's done has been tremendous. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, this is absolutely a tremendous advance, as you said. So CAR stands for chimeric antigen receptor, and CAR T-cell therapy is a completely new type of personalized immunotherapy. So in clinical trials, this type of treatment sent otherwise incurable blood cancers into complete remissions, so it completely transformed the outlook for these patients. And this is really prepared in a way much different than any other type of treatment. A patient's own immune cells are taken out of their body. They're sent to a laboratory, and there an artificial gene is inserted into them that enables the immune cells to find and attack the cancer cells throughout the body. And then those immune cells are given back to the patient. So this is essentially a type of gene therapy, mm-hmm. as well as what we call adaptive immunotherapy. And a way I like to explain it to patients, it's like you take these cells out of the body and they're like puppies. We take them in the lab and we train them to be killer attack dogs, and we give them back to go attack the cancer. And what's really interesting about the type of therapy is it only needs to be given to a patient once, because it gets into the body, and since it came from the body, it persists there. And in fact, it grows over time and can become more effective. So this year, the FDA approved the first two CAR T-cell therapies to treat children and young adults with a type of leukemia and adults with another type of lymphoma. But we're pursuing this type approach now across all different sorts of cancers. It's already shown promising results in myeloma, and we're working hard to bring this into to cancer, lung cancer, and other types of solid tumors.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Now, this statement I saw, and I think people are going to sit up. It says that it's estimated that half of all cancers in the United States could be prevented if people adopted healthy lifestyle choices, including avoiding tobacco and alcohol, exercising, and just maintaining a healthy weight.
Yeah, you know, while on one hand we like to highlight the major new technological advances, like I just spoke about those new types of immunotherapy, but really we also have a focus on prevention. And when it comes to cancer, people often underestimate the importance of prevention. So as you said, half of the cancers in the U.S. could be prevented if people just made a few simple lifestyle adjustments. So this includes healthy body weight, increasing fruit and vegetable intake, increasing physical activity, and most importantly, avoiding tobacco, which is at the top of the list, and reducing alcohol intake, as well as getting your regular screening exams. And so the three changes we're highlighting this year, one is avoiding indoor tanning booths. So the UV light there actually increases the risk for melanoma by about 30%. Second is e-cigarettes. Now, the jury's out about whether e-cigarettes directly cause lung cancer and other types of cancers, but people who use e-cigarettes are three times more likely to transition to cancer-causing tobacco cigarettes than those who don't. So it acts as a bridge. And alcohol, you know, research says that about 6% of new cancer cases worldwide are directly linked to alcohol consumption. So those are simple things, in addition to getting your appropriate screening tests, like mammography or colonoscopy, if you're the right age, that can really dramatically reduce your chance of getting cancer.
Dr. Haymack, is there a place where folks can go and actually see this survey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd encourage listeners to visit ASCO.org/CCA. To view the entire clinical cancer advances report. And then more generally, for all different sorts of cancers, I'd recommend listeners go to ASCO's Patient Information Center, and that's cancer-dot-net. And this is really a wonderful resource. It's the next best thing to talking with your doctor, because all the information there has been approved by oncologists.
Phenomenal advances, and we're looking forward to it. As much work as is being done in the area of cancer and research, there's so much more to be done. Dr. John Haymack is co-executive editor of Clinical Cancer Advances for 2018. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good morning. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us. Super Bowl time. Everything is so big. The best teams, amazing commercials, and a reliable network that will make Super Bowl 52 the game where fans share the most mobile phone data, social media access in history. Here to tell us about the tech plans for smartphone-toting fans at the big game is Brian Meekum, the architect behind Verizon's network prep for Super Bowls. Now, that must be a fun job. How are you doing, Brian?
Hey, Tawanda, I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. It's actually pretty exciting. This is my fifth Super Bowl, and I got to tell you, when it comes to the wireless communication and what fans are going to experience, we've done a lot to prep for them, so they're going to be able to have a good experience.
Wow. So for something so, so doggone huge, I mean, you're talking about stuff going up, stuff going in, all the different, you know, prizes and surprises that you have there. What is the most challenging part of it?
Well, trying to make sure that whenever somebody wants to post or they want to tweet or Snapchat, in today's environment, there's so much video that everybody wants to use their phone immediately, get on the network, make sure it's reliable, and get right back off. And the challenge is to meet that capacity. So we've built over, big number, 500% more capacity all around the Minneapolis and the St. Paul area. We expect over 1 million visitors in 10 days. Well, I'll just tell you real quickly, too, we've also built out the airport, the Mall of America, more than 20 hotels, other venues. We've got you covered. You're going to have a good experience on Verizon Wireless when you come to the area.
Wow. Are there surprises for the fan experience when you talk about social media and what to expect when they get there?
Yep. When they go to there's a fan experience down at the Super Bowl that Verizon Up has got some good surprises planned for them. They just need to show up, register, take a walk around, and they'll be able to see some pretty exciting things like zip lining across the river. Mm-hmm. There's a good set of snow slides they can go down. They pay for it, and for an hour they can ride it as much as they want. Cool experience in the whole downtown area.
My goodness, it is so cold in Minneapolis. Do you expect, and I know you do, that the data usage is probably going to be through the roof. How does that compare to the past Super Bowls for you since you've done five?
Yeah, so I'll just tell you, a while back around Super Bowl 49, I'll start there, we did about 4 terabytes worth of data. So I'll give you that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
4 terabytes, then 7 terabytes at Super Bowl 50, and then at Super Bowl 51, we had 11 terabytes of usage. So I'll give you the number. That means one person binge-watching HD video for 265 days nonstop. That's what 11 terabytes equals. We expect even more at this Super Bowl. It increases year over year.
Some people have got two phones. They've got their tablet with them. You know, it's crazy how much technology we all carry around with us.
It really is. And when people are in games, they want to not only see the game, but sometimes they want to go back and check the last play, or they want to check something else. And so they'll be at the game, but they'll also be experiencing something on that smartphone sitting in their hand there right at the game.
Mm-mm. What else is Verizon doing beyond smartphones with the network?
Well, we've built out the area. We've got quite a few opportunities, too, for smart communities. There's security cameras on dozens of street lights with small cells for the city of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure that public safety has what they need for both the fans and citizens. We're going to make sure that the first responders are able to see and keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd just be a really fun experience, and people don't have to worry when they're down there at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's good. That is phenomenal. Now, just a little question off the beaten path. Does weather affect that network at all?
You know, it doesn't. And that's one thing that we're really proud of. So when it comes to the nation's most reliable network, we can weather just about anything. We have the ability to handle sub-zero temperatures. We have our switches and our data centers are built that way. We've got reinforced roofing, specialized entrances.
Wow.
We've got thicker insulation. We've got fiber buried to a much deeper level here in this weather-fortified building. So it's going to be great no matter what kind of weather we get.
So where can people go to learn more about the network upgrades or Verizon as a whole?
Yeah. So if they go to Verizon.com/news, real simple, Verizon.com/news, that's where we want them to go check it out. And they'll see some pretty exciting technology for the Super Bowl.
All right, because you know, you've got to come to Atlanta next year, right, to the Mercedes-Benz. I hope you're going to be here.
I am. I love this job. I'd do it if they didn't pay me.
It's oh, no.
I'm an NFL enthusiast, and I love where I work. So when you mix those two, I like being paid, but they wouldn't even have to pay me. I'd still do it.
Perfect job if you love it. Okay, so you got to answer the question, who are you pulling for the Super Bowl?
Do you know one thing I really like? I like winning, and Verizon wins nationwide when it comes to third-party testing, year over year, very consistent. So I'm a Patriot fan, and I love their consistent winning, and I love that those guys do a great job. And I know that that probably doesn't go very well with some of the listeners in Atlanta, but what an exciting repeat to see them come back to the Super Bowl. I love repeating wins at Verizon, too.
You know, I don't even think I think it matters to people all over. They don't want the Patriots to win because they've been, you know, the team, and so they want somebody to beat them. Not just an Atlanta thing, I think. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait for you to hit the ATL with all of that great technology at Verizon. This segment was brought to you by Verizon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Twanda. Have a good day.